Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chal Daf Yod Gimel, the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Yod Beis Amud Beis in the two dots on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says, "Upokos mechameshes revoyim b'tvua." This is a quote from the Mishnah saying that if you have less of a shear of challah, less of 5/4 of a kav, so then there's no obligation of challah. Says the Gemara, Omar Avino Hado Omar, this teaches you, Kishayu Pochos Mechameshas Revoyim. If it's less than 5/4, then there's no obligation. Avihima Yu Chameshas Revoyim Mitzutzomim, but if it's exactly 5/4, Loi Bida, then we're not talking. Then it is an obligation of Chala. What is the Gemara saying? This is going against Rabbi Yoisi, who holds Meseches Eidiyos, that it needs to be 5/4 plus, not 5/4 exactly, 5/4 plus. So this Mishnah clearly says 5/4 exactly. Continues the one that Gimel on Daf and says, "Habesi b'Rabbi b'Shem Ravuno lo yalado itamoris ela alado." When we spoke about 5/4, we didn't speak about our Mishnah. We spoke about a different case. What is the case? Domar Rabbi Yochanan medumo potor minachal. When you have chulin and truma that got mixed up with each other, there's no chiyuv chal. Sofek medumo. If you're not sure if truma fell into it, or truma did fall into it, but it was batel beroiv. You have over 100 of chulin against the truma, so it's meduma, but you can still eat it. So then chayav bechala, because then it has a din of chulin. Alei Rabbi Yosef Yiboin b'shem Avoino. So suddenly the Rabbi Yosef Yiboin v'Avoino hadod itmo. This talk about k'shei Yosef mechameshes revoin. Only if there's 5/4 of challah, except the piece of truma. But if it's exactly 5/4, you potter. What does it mean exactly 5/4? So the second case is very clear. We talk about the truma fell into chulin. So even though the truma is batel b'roiv, but if the amount of dough that you have over here is exactly 5/4, you know there's a certain portion over here that's potter min hachal. It's the truma. Because if I have over here 5/4 of dough, and part of it is truma, not all 5/4 are obligated in challah. Now in the first case that Gemara mentioned, which is suffik meduma, is I have a suffik that maybe there's a piece of truma over here. The Vilna Gaon has a girsa, suffik meduma hanecho mishum dimua. And the Reb Chaim explains, talking about that a small portion of truma fell in, and you took it out. You took out keneged that. But we're talking about the same case. So in any case, if I have here 5/4, and portion of it is a truma, even though it's batel b'roiv, you're not chayav in challah. So here's what we said, exactly 5/4. I'm not looking for 5/4 plus. I'm not saying you need to have 5/4 plus clean without truma. I need to have 5/4 clean without truma. So here we see we're going with measurement of five quarters and not 5/4 plus. Halacha dal zok de mishnah. What does that mean? It means if we learned earlier, the only things that are chay b'chalo is only bread. What's the definition of bread? We had a little bit of machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. But the point is that bread that was, instead of baked, it was cooked, so then it's potter min hachal. Now we're talking about also, there's a first stage. The first stage is, how was the dough prepared? Was the dough prepared in a liquidy batter, or the dough was prepared as a dough that's supposed to be a bread? And here we have a big machlekes rishonim. Our machlekes are Rabbeinu Tam against the rest of the rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam learns our Mishnah that we talk about how it was prepared originally. We don't care about the baking only. We care also how the dough was prepared. Was the dough diluted with a lot of water? That's called blilo rako. Meaning it's considered to be, it's made not like a dough that's going to be in the oven, but more like a dish which will be cooked. Or the beginning was done in a thick way. So that's the beginning's process. And then I have another process, which is the baking itself. Do you do baking or you do cooking? So there's two things that determine what will be chayav and challah according to Rabbeinu Tam. Other Rishonim argue and say there's only one thing that determines what's chayav and challah, and that's the baking. So what does the Mishnah talk about tchiloso? It means if originally he had in mind to cook it instead of baking it. If originally when he did the dough, he intended to cook it, not to bake it, that is called tchiloso sufgorim. He had originally in the mind to go and do this as a cooked item, not a baked item. So again, Zok the Mishnah. And he said it started as a sufganim. Sufganim means a sufganiya, a donut, not a bread, a cooked dough. So according to Moses, we show you means he intended to do it this way, and that's why he ended it this way. According to Minutam, he put a lot of water into the beginning, and then he also cooked it. Then clearly p'tur minachal. But if tchilah says the soifu sufganim, or tchilah says sufganim the soifu iso, but if the beginning and the end are different. So according to Moses, we show you the means is that in the beginning he intended to do it a cooked item, and then he baked it, or the opposite. He intended to do it as a baked item, and then eventually he cooked it. According to Minutam, he started it by putting a lot of water, making blilo rako, making a soft dough, and then he eventually baked it. Or he started making a dry dough, but then he cooked it, and all these cases, chayav is b'chal. V'chen ha-kinnoi v'koyes chayavos. Kinnoi v'koyes means a dough that after you bake it, you turn back into flour. So even though it's not going to stay as a baked item, it's still chayav and chalo because it was baked as chalo. Continues the Mishnah Meiso b'cham and poitri b'sil mechayvim, hachalito b'cham mechayvim b'sil poitri. What's the difference between meito and chalito? We'll see in the Gemara. Question is, do you put the flour into the water or the water into the flour? And the Gemara will explain that there's no difference if the water goes in first or the flour goes in first. So why do we say the beginning that b'shamay poitrim b'sil mechayvim, and the next case we say b'shamay mechayvim b'sil poitrim, and the Gemara is going to address that. Chalos toido v'rikiki nozer. If you have chalos for toido, for korban toido, and rikikim is the bread you do for the nazir. So a song that he did it for himself, he prepared it for his own korban, potter. It's potter because he's doing it for hegdish, and therefore it's potter from chal. But limkor b'shuk, he's doing it to sell it to others, chayov. Why? What's the reason? Because maybe someone's not going to buy it from him to use it for hegdish. And what he's going to do with it, he's going to keep it for himself. So there is a chance it will not be used for hegdish. It's chayav and chala. Says the Gemara, Hadois, so this woman, Shalos Lerav Mono, she has a mono. Begin the ano bayis le me'evod atzvosi atri. My intention is to make my dough into atri, which means sufgoni, means donuts. I want to cook it, I don't want to bake it. Mal dinitze bo v'te p'tur b'nachal. Can I take it to be potter b'nachal? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we talk about she made a dough which is blilo avo, meaning it's not very soft with water. But her intention is eventually to make it, to cook it. According to the other Rishonim, we talk about the case that originally she's intending to make this into a donut, which according to the Mishnah, it's something which is potter b'nachal. Says the Gemara, that v'gim ol beis, om aloi, lam aloi. So yeah, why should you not be potter minachal? It makes sense. According to Moshe showing that's the case in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara also show you lavoi went to ask his father. His father says no. Even though meikar didn't you potter minachal, but there's a gzeir in the rabbanon. Maybe she'll change her mind. She takes the dough. She may make a bread out of it. So therefore, she is chaya bechalo. Continues the Gemara and says achen hakoyin of koyes chayavos. A dough that you will turn back into flour is chayav and chalo. Rabbi Shua believe Omar, kram vitas. This is what we call kram vitas. Different names to the same dough. Because he's going to bring it back to be flour. Maybe it's potter minachal. That's the chiddush. Omar Baba zavdo isas mavrim cheves bechalo. They used to do when they were mavre for an ovil. They used to give him a dough. And then bring the dough back to flour, remez et chias amesim, and someone who dies will come back to life. It's still chayav b'chalo. Shalotoymar ho'il v'asid l'achzir l'sosa, because you can bring it back to flour, te'ap tur minachal. Don't say that, similar concept. Rav omar isas koisa chayavis b'chalo. A dough who is going to bake it in the sun, it could be pot b'chalo if he does it in the sun, right now is chayavis b'chalo. Why? Omar boin shematim molech l'asosa chayor levono. Maybe he'll change his mind. Make it a regular bread. Charol avona means referring to regular bread. We have to announce to the people that are doing donuts. They should do it less than the shear of challah, less than 5/4. Why? They think it's potter min challah, but it's really chayav b'challah. Why is that so? Because as we said before, because maybe they're going to change their mind. Instead of making a donut out of it, they'll make bread out of it. So therefore, the solution is all these people, they're making donuts. They're making doughs to make donuts. They're going to do that in order to do not baking, but cooking. So they think they're potter min hachala. They are achai b'challah. So what is the solution to take this confusion away? Make sure that these doughs are less than 5 quarter challah. Less than 5 quarter, you're potter min hachala. So then they're not going to do a freshest challah. Not because it's a donut, but because it's less than shear. And then you solve the problem, the people using these doughs not to make, and they don't do a freshest challah. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Challah, Daf Yud Gimel.